This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning. Today we start a series about the seven letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation. These were literal churches with strengths and weaknesses. They were also a type of the universal church with examples of good and bad practices that we find in every age in church history. The letters were also prophetic in nature, speaking of rewards and punishments that will be meted out to each and every person or church at the end of all ages. The church at Ephesus, also called the Persevering Church, reading from Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, and that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Ephesus was a great seaport. It was a central place for travel and trade. Paul preached here and set up a church for the believers. It was the head of the other churches, probably because it had a larger gathering. The person of Jesus Christ here is described as the one who holds the seven stars. The stars refer to the heads of the church, also the shepherds of the church. In his right hand, and he walks among the seven golden lampstands. So Jesus literally walks among every church on the face of this earth. But the primary problem of this church at Ephesus was they had lost their first love. The believers were praised for their determination, their diligence, their good deeds, their discernment, and their detestation for the work of the Nicolaitans, who were idolaters, immoral, impure, and indulgent. So you see, friends, the Lord watches the good in us or the good in a church. Nothing escapes his attention. And he pleads with this church to renew their first love. He asks them to remain strong in their struggle against sin, to resist becoming weary in hardship, and to remember the heights from which they have fallen, and to return to their former practices. The price for disobedience would be that the lampstand would be removed from their midst. The promise for the one who overcomes: he will have the right to eat from the tree of life. So what is the lesson that we can draw from this letter? That we should always keep our passion and love for the Lord fresh, new, and strong. That we should remain consistent in our walk with God and resist becoming weary when we are faced with opposition and trials. If we have fallen or strayed away, it is always good to remember from where we have fallen and to return to our former walk with the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you are the one who holds our hand and you are the one who sees our every action. God, we thank you that you are interested, Lord, to make us strong. You are interested, Lord, to strengthen and refresh us when we are weary and overwhelmed. We thank you, Lord, for your promise that we will be given the right to eat of the tree of life if we persevere and if we overcome the trials and the temptations of this world. So help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.